Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 28th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 11, and we'll be finishing with both the chapter and today's reading on verse 20. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 11, as the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and told the leading priests what had happened. A meeting with the elders was called, and they decided to give the soldiers a large bribe. They told the soldiers, "You must say, 'Jesus' disciples came during the night while we were sleeping, and they stole his body. If the governor hears about it, we'll stand up for you so you won't get in trouble.'" So the guards accepted the bribe and said what they were told to say. Their story spread widely among the Jews, and they still tell it today. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Once again, that was verses 11 through 20 in the 28th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. The last two stories in the Gospel contrast each other and challenge each one of us. In the first story, the powers of the world worked to preserve their positions. The resurrection changes everything, thus, the powerful work to deny, ignore, and cover it up. The guards, who clearly knew the truth, took a bribe to perpetuate a lie. Some people chose to be trapped in their positions, power, and illusions. In the second story, Jesus Christ told his followers that he has all authority and power. He is the world's true Lord. He will always be with them, which gives them power and authority. They are to use this power not for prestige or position, but to tell the world that Jesus is Lord, to bring the world into a right relationship with him, and join in on the mission of God in this world. This is called the Great Commission. It is not a suggestion. He is with us always. There is nothing that can separate us from his love. Jesus is Lord. Every follower of Jesus is commissioned to proclaim his victory and authority to every person and every nation. He is the King, and we are to make disciples who will be baptized and follow his teaching. He is alive. Join him on his mission and tell the world. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What is holding you back from living out the Great Commission of Jesus? Jesus is with you. How can you use your power and position to share his truth with the world? Before ending this final episode of the Matthew devotional series, the team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.